Hello, this is Zach Hack, and we understand that the holidays are coming up and everybody has that certain someone on their list to buy for, and that includes things that you could buy on the dark web. Now, we're not saying to go over to the dark side. However, our friends at Privacy Affairs have compiled a list called the Dark Web Price List, and there are things on here that you can buy that will simply make you shake your head. And with the holidays coming up, we have some dark side gift ideas. Remember, this list is for holiday entertainment. Did you know that you could buy credit cards on the dark web? Imagine the delight of your loved ones when a stocking stuffer is a hacked credit card. The things they could buy and not pay for. Listen to this. You can buy working cloned MasterCards with a PIN number for $25. And if MasterCard isn't your flavor, you can get a hacked Visa card for $25 or an Amex card for $35. For those of us who like to shop at Walmart, or as they're called around the States, Wally World, you can get a Walmart account with a credit card attached for $14. These are stocking stuffers the big guy won't be flying around on Christmas Eve with, unless Santa goes to the dark side too.
Christmas is not only getting too commercial, it's getting too dangerous.
Do you have someone on your Christmas shopping list that has had a few driving infractions? Maybe they got into some trouble with the law? Hey, not a problem, not with the dark web. On the dark web, you can buy a United States driver's license for $100. You want one from Nevada? Get one for $160. Or a New York driver's license on the dark web is $80. Do you have someone you're buying for who might need a green card? Well, there's no reason for him or her to marry a local just to stay here. Go over to the dark web and buy a fake United States green card for $150 and a valid United States Social Security number for $2. You have someone on your Christmas shopping list that needs a passport? Perhaps they're in a little trouble with the law. They need to get out of here for a while. You can get a passport from the Netherlands for $4,000. And for a little bit more, you can get a working Maltese passport for $6,000.
I want to believe.
But you don't want to be bamboozled. You don't want to be caught or duped. Have the wool pulled over your eyes.
What about social media? You want to buy a used hacked Facebook account for someone for Christmas? Oh, the information they can learn about somebody. They can stalk someone, pose as someone else, make friends, and be someone they're not on Facebook. Well, the dark web convenience store, that'll run you $65. You want to see the delight on someone's face on Christmas morning? Imagine them getting a hacked Gmail account. That'll run you $80. Or a nice hacked Twitter account for $35.
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
Want to make them feel popular? You can get them some Instagram followers, 1,000 of them for $5. For that same $5, you can get 1,000 likes on Instagram. You can also get 1,000 Pinterest followers for $4. Nice, small stocking stuffers from the dark web. Here are some services that everybody else is paying big dollars for on the normal market. Well, those services are ready and available on the dark web. For those of you who need an Uber driver and you just want to sit and ride and not be found out, you want a nice, clean account, the dark web is the place to go. You can ride Uber without being known for $8. Are you paying for HBO, Netflix, or Hulu? Well, in real life, HBO plans start about $10 a month, Hulu runs about $7 a month, and Netflix starts with the basic plan at about $10 a month. Well, the dark web, where everything is available, whatever you want, they have it, and cheap. Netflix will run you $4 for the year. Hulu is $5 a year, and HBO is $3 a year on the dark web. Ah, yes, the Christmas holidays on the dark web. This is Zach Hack. I hope this little episode of my Zach Hack Show made you smile. It's supposed to be funny. And made you think and made you not want to go to the dark web, no matter how good the prices are. We want to stress here that we advise you not to use the dark web without first taking the proper safety measures. In most cases, it's really not worth exposing yourself to the dangers of this unregulated part of the web. Thanks again for listening, and thanks again to our friends at Privacy Affairs who compiled this list for us. And again, be safe online. Happy holidays.